systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, September 4th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 241, the Friday Night Show. We have a couple guests in the studio tonight. This is my friend Ian. How are you doing, Ian?
Good, good.
Good. And his girlfriend Elizabeth. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
Fine, just fine.
Thank you very much. How are you doing, Danny?
I'm okay, I guess, I suppose. It's fucking Friday.
Kidding! Wow.
She's going apeshit, dude. There's too many people in the room.
I swear to God, the other day I came home, like, during work, and I was really quiet. I was like, I wonder what the cat does while I'm gone. And I came in here, and she was, like, straddling that purple dildo, and the bong was out, and it was smoking. I'm not making this up. The cat was getting into my shit. Not happy about it. I wonder. I was like, I'm the only one that smokes weed here. It's not Danny. Why does my weed keep disappearing? And I caught her.
It's Kitty.
It's the fucking cat, dude. I'm telling you. Thank you guys for being with us. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 462-044-687. That spell's got P.
Yep.
Got P. So, way back a long time ago, if you guys are on thejamhole.com/forums, there's a section there called Old Mind Orgy Articles. A long time ago, I had that site, mindorgy.net, and Ian was one of the people that used to write articles for the site. And what was your specialty, sir?
Politics.
We don't usually get into politics very much, and there's not that many podcasts that do what we do that really like to talk about politics. I don't know if it's because they don't know shit about it, and they just don't
like politics.
I hate it that everyone's just a fucking liar and you don't know what to believe. But this kid right here writes some very used to. Do you write anymore for
no
anything?
No. I don't think I've done any more writing than signing my name in
right?
the last couple
no
of years.
Letters to no. the editor, nothing
no.
like that.
No, maybe a little post or two on Huffington Post now and then.
Really?
Just to mess with the Huffpo. You know, you get people on there that just say some crazy, you're just like, wow.
Dude, those guys are nuts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those guys are like if you gave a newspaper company to all the people that showed up at that anti-vaccine rally behind the edge last week. That's what the Huffington Post is. Just ridiculous fucking crazy people. So did you hear about that at all? Did you go down there? And
I didn't go down there, but I mean, I heard about it. You know, you hear every time those things come around, you hear people that you work with or somebody, you know, a guy the other day at work is chemtrails. It's all about the chemtrails.
And that's, we went there and we tried
two days in a row.
Yeah, we tried to interview some people, but as soon as the camera was out, they were not into it. They're like,
were totally cool with talking to us just face to face, whatever. Yep. But as soon as we're like, hey, do you mind if we interview you? No, I'm not good with cameras.
I'm camera shy. No, you're a paranoid fuck because you're crazy. But it was weird. It wasn't all like, I thought it was just an anti-vaxxer thing, but it was like, each person we talked to was there for a different reason. One guy was there for the vaccine thing. One guy was there selling colloidal silver. Other people were there for gun rights. It was fucking nuts.
Send me your gold.
And yeah. Ed McMahon, is that you? Holy shit. So what do you think about that whole, a lot of the people are like, the vaccines are going to be mandatory and shit, and then just the other day I read something that said that is not going to happen here in Montana. It's a total lie, basically. They're going to let the vaccines be out there if you want it, but it's not mandatory, and that's what their big thing was.
I guess it depends on the vaccine. What is their...
Swine flu, H1N1.
Oh, swine flu. Wow,
their whole thing, here, I'll break it down for you. Their whole thing is that the government made the swine flu for population control, and then the government also made the vaccines for the swine flu also for population control.
Right. But right. They couldn't run a hospital. They
right.
couldn't,
right?
They
know! Couldn't,
they couldn't provide health care for everybody, but they can come up with these, you know, they can make vaccines for everybody.
We can engineer
population control.
Yeah, dude, we can engineer a virus to kill everybody, but we can't figure out how to keep everyone healthy. Right. No, fucking, are you kidding me? So I delivered today to this place, and I really don't like them because basically what they do is take our water, and then they make little vials of our water, and then they sell that for like 20 times more than what a 5-gallon thing of our water costs.
Are you serious?
They're selling vials of it for like 30, 40 bucks.
Vials?
It's homeopathy place.
Spit it out.
Homeopathic place, and he's got, I was listening to Skeptics Guide, and they were talking about those boxes that they have, and there's a bunch of dials, and there's a little thing, and they move dials, and they move the thing, and they're like, interesting, and it's nothing, like,
it's just water.
If you take their little briefcase box apart, there's nothing in there. It's just a fake thing with dials on it. It's a play school fun thing that you turn it and it goes click 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 and then the cow goes moo and the star goes burr burr, like that's what it is. And so I go there a lot and they always take like 6 jugs of water and I get pissed every time I go in there. I want to tell the people that are in there like, hey, we sell this also.
Yeah, you can buy it, this big gallon thing of
for
it.
$5.
Yeah.
Or you can buy a little vial for 30. And it's all just placebo effect. And that's fine if it makes people feel better. But when I was in there today, there was a family. Like, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, 4 kids, all in there. And it's a house. Like, they run this out of their house and shit. And the downstairs is where the office is. And there's all these jars with different herbs and magics and everything in it. And the kids were, like, all over the floor just sitting and stuff. And I'm carrying, you know, 100 pounds of water. I'm like, excuse me. And the dad was like, sit down. And the kids would, like, move and sit down right in my way again. And, like, the whole time I'm, like, weaving around all these kids and shit. And it made me sad because the kids...
Is that why people have kids on leashes now? Because I swear to God, I walked into Walmart. There were 4 of them on leashes, man.
Yeah. It's like for...
Like,
I mean,
of them almost ran out of the road in front of my fucking car, and the lady had to jerk her back in front of the car.
They don't wander off
leash.
And get beaten up.
Or right? taken.
Well, yeah.
Are they just that stupid nowadays, or
well,
what?
Some people aren't aware that you can actually have your own kids. You don't have to take somebody else's, but... I can see that maybe put a choker on it, and then you can use it as a teaching tool as well, as,
nice,
like,
nice.
Just a guide or whatever. Volspire says, like a witch's house. It is. It reminds me of a witch's house, minus the cauldron and the bubble, double, toil and trouble brew that she's making. But I think the medicine was for the kids, because he kept, like, poking the kid with this little pen thing that had a wire going into the empty wooden box of magic. And he was like, here, try this and this. And I felt bad because the kids, like, they don't have a choice in this matter. And I mean, your kids, you do what your parents tell you, but usually the parents would be like, oh, you're sick, let's go to the doctor, not let's go get some magic, you know?
Right.
It's like Legend of Zelda and you're buying red and green potions, and it's fucked up because I know what's in it, and these people are spending so much money. These people can't afford to buy diapers and baby formula, but they think this is their last chance for a cure or something. It's, I don't know, it's fucked up.
What was that video I made you watch about homeopathy?
When?
A while back.
Okay.
The guy was, like, in the hospital dying or whatever, and they're, like, pushing him through. They're, like, give him, like...
Oh,
this.
Yeah, yeah, the
he's
funny,
like,
the spoof
this,
video.
Put it in. He's like, put it in the glass of water, shake it up, dilute that, pour some more water in,
shake it up,
dilute that, shake it up, pour it in here, and give him 1/10 of a drop.
Yes,
and
like,
if that doesn't cure him, I don't know what else will.
And that's all that stuff is. It's just sad seeing these people because they really think it's going to work to the point where sometimes maybe it's their mind making it work, but and then, you know, they spread that. And these people, you don't, like, take the time to research anything. Like, what does that box do? Nothing. I'm curious, like, what? And I want to ask him every time I'm in there, like, what are you doing with that, you know? And I really wish he wasn't there when I was there, so I could really check it out and take pictures of it and stuff and be like, you're a fraud! Ha! But you are a good customer to us, even if you are, you know, making a profit on what we are bottling. It's kind of sad.
I wish there was some homeopathy, like a homeopathic remedy for like what I have, just so
endometriosis.
I can try it. And I'll be like, I'll try it, and I'll give it a while, and I'll be like, hey, this thing got bigger.
Yeah, now what? What do we do
now? Can you do a homeopathic surgery?
They do. I do surgery with my mind.
Yeah, right.
I just did surgery on all of you.
With
your
mind.
How do you feel?
I feel...
You feel better.
No.
You do. You feel better.
No.
You will. And if you feel worse...
If you think about it real hard.
If you feel worse, that's your body getting rid of the bad stuff. You're supposed to feel
worse. So I should just wait and then and maybe take a nap? And
I love that. And we talked about this a few episodes ago about the colloidal silver, and it goes down and there's like all these side effects. And it's like, if you feel like vomiting and diarrhea and all this shit, that means it's working. It's like, no, that means you're being poisoned by a metal that is now in your body.
Which is no different than any of the pharmaceutical stuff that's out
there.
Right? They give you something for something, and it gives you 10 other things, and they're telling you it's working, even though you're bleeding out.
And
your
that's
ass.
What sucks, because you can go the homeopathy way and be, you know, not really fix anything and have maybe some side effects, depending on what it is. Or you could go the pharmaceutical way, and you'll still have the same, but it, depending on what you have, you might get better.
Right.
But
at least there's a chance that some people have taken it and it's worked
right.
for some people.
There's a little bit of science behind this one.
Even
whereas,
if it's just a little bit,
yeah,
it's still at least a little bit.
It's still there. So what's been going on, like, politics-wise? Lately here, there's been a lot of this healthcare reform talk. Yeah, what do you know about some healthcare reform?
This is good. It's Obamacare, even though... The Congress is putting it together. This is completely put together by the leader, by the Gang of Six.
Really?
Right.
Is
it's like a
mafia?
Box of douchebags. it's three Democrats from, one from this state, the Senator Baucus from here.
Wasn't he recently in a boating accident?
No, that
here?
Was Reberg.
Oh, Reberg.
That was Reberg.
Right.
That's,
okay.
That's the other.
Do you know about bag. That?
I know they were from what I've read they were all partying.
I hear he was a little drunk on his boat,
but it doesn't even matter for him because he wasn't driving,
right?
You know what
but
I mean?
They crashed a boat on some rocks,
right?
Like that's not the country kitchen buffet. Holy shit, I'm drunk.
Yeah,
how many senators are on this boat? Where are we going?
Where are we going? That's
so
awesome.
That's a very tough position to be in, I think, with, you know, you're Obama, you come in here, and shit is fucked, like, to begin with.
Completely fucked. You've got so much work to do from the very start, everything, in every single area.
Right, and it's like when Bush took over, everything was fucked, but he didn't make it any better. He made it, like, way worse, right?
Yeah, not everything was fucked. We had... money. There
right.
was a surplus.
We did
right?
have a little cash.
Yeah.
We didn't
had a lockbox maybe that we wanted to put some money in for Social Security and Medicare.
Right. I remember that.
And they decided to spend it somewhere.
Do you remember Social Security?
Social Security.
Do you remember that? I remember paying out a lot of money per paycheck for something that I'll use when I'm older.
Right.
Has anyone seen that lately?
Yeah. They lost $12 billion of it over in Iraq.
Oh, because I opened up the box.
I mean, and I don't mean just wasted. I mean, they just lost $12 billion.
Right. Like, I don't know where it is. Because I opened up the box it was in, like, last I checked, and there was just a bunch of IOUs in there. So I don't know what to do with that.
They only have that Medicaid shit that they're pulling out of every check. Which is aggravating. It looks almost like healthcare, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have healthcare yet. Hang on. And then I had to go back
into
it.
Yeah, that's what most people want to have. You know, that's what they think we should have done in the first place, is said.
Instead
Medicare.
Of Social Security.
Right. Well, no. Instead of all this healthcare reform, right, we need... This is Medicare for all. Let's just make it simple. Medicare for all.
Yeah, but you don't get it until a certain age.
No, but Medicare for all would take away that age restriction, which means which means everybody could pay into it. Like, okay, say they take $40 out of each one of my check for Medicaid now, if they passed and did Medicaid for all, they could do, you know, take $70 out of my check, only I get to go now. I can go, and it's all paid for. There's single government payer.
But you send all... Didn't they initially set the age restriction so people wouldn't be like, okay, I'm 35, I'm going to retire now. Can I have my Social Security?
The age restriction was set as a way to pass it, to get a system that would take care of it. Because at the time, remember, it was after the Great Depression. It was during and after the Great Depression. So
they probably had...
We decided we wanted to take care of those that were the most vulnerable.
Right.
And at the time, there were, you know, senior citizens that... That couldn't work were basically living in the streets.
Yeah,
they were screwed. They had nothing. They had no means. They were never told, you know, you're going to have this much money to live off. The government pushes us to live these suburban, you know, lifestyles
it's
where we all need to save and have money. But then they don't do anything to help us down that road. Once we get screwed, it's like, oh, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. What, you don't have boots? Too bad
you're
for
80?
You.
Sorry.
By the way, where's my taxes at?
Well, they like it, I think, because it's a nice standardized thing that they can put into a computer model and see, okay, if we put in this much money, we can take care of this many people at this certain age. So if everyone's living life the way they should be and doing it differently and doing their own things,
it was a compromise.
You don't fit into that model.
Medicare was a compromise so that they didn't have to give everybody health insurance. We didn't have for, you know, this... What you hear now a lot of, oh, we want to slow down. We don't want to do this too fast.
Don't get old too
quick. We haven't been talking about this for 40 years. We haven't been trying to do, you know. And yeah, single payer is probably the very best option we have. You know, like Canada, all the European countries. We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a single payer system. It's not universal healthcare. It's not government run hospitals. It's government paying the bills.
And I heard even in some of those up in Canada, like, it's not that great. You have to wait.
Breaking his hand.
Yeah, and if it's not life threatening, you're waiting in a line a mile fucking long, you know, and it's free.
Yeah, but if you break your hand in the United States,
exactly,
it could bankrupt you.
Yep.
You could go bankrupt from breaking
your
hand.
Have you seen that on Facebook? I know you're on Facebook, and you have one also. Lately, there's been a lot of these status updates that are like, we live in this country, and we shouldn't go broke trying to not be sick, and if we get sick, we shouldn't be bankrupt and stuff. Like, people are pissed about it, but how do you fix it? It's too far. There's too many people to take care of, I think. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, I think what you have to do is you have to first cover everybody. Everybody's got to have access to the system, right? And you can't choke the system out with people to where, you know...
There's a line
away
a mile.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We have plenty of doctors. We have people that want to be doctors. We have, you know... So, I mean, all we have to do is give... We actually have one of the best systems in the world for healthcare. We just can't get it to the people.
Right.
You know, we have great doctors.
Afford.
We have great hospitals. We have great technology. But even if you can get there, you may lose your house because of it.
Right.
You may lose your lifestyle because of it.
Red Fox says the Obama plan costs too much. Ask him about the cost. So everything
costs
money.
How much do we pay right now? How much do we pay right now for healthcare? Crap.
Ask Danny, how much have you paid in healthcare just in the past 6 months?
You mean how much do I owe?
Or how much do you owe?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
In the past 8 months, I have now racked up over $10,000.
And what have the figures been? $1 trillion over 10 years. You know how much this country wipes its ass with that much money every year, for Christ's
sake. We're also in a nice little deficit. We talked about this last episode, about how this guy made a calculator to display what the national debt was, because, you know, on normal calculators...
Yeah. You remember when he turned it off?
Right.
You remember when he turned it off? Yeah, and then he had to turn it back on.
Yes.
Gee, I wonder what happened there.
But that's fucked up. It is. It's past, you know, where anything can really be fixed that easily. I mean, everyone, you can't please everybody. There's half the people saying, yeah, let's do it. And then the other half that are like,
half the people saying, go ahead and die in the street.
Exactly.
You know, that's what the argument is, man. You're a socialist or we...
Communism!
You know, right? It's we have a problem. We need to figure out how to fix it on one side. And on the other side, it's you're a socialist.
People think they're really clever with their posters, with Obama with a little Hitler mustache and making it red.
Yeah.
It's like, Whoever you voted for didn't really do any better at all. So
yeah, exactly.
If that's
didn't we
not
just
working,
have 8 years of a fucking moron screwing this country right up the ass?
My butt still hurts.
And now you're complaining. You know what it is.
And though. I didn't even work that
you know
much during
is.
Those 8 years.
You know
years.
What it is. It's all about his race. It's all about. I mean, when these people get up there and say, I just want my country back from who? Who do you want your country back from?
Yeah.
The black guy? That's who you want your country back
it's
from.
It's the symbol, dude. It's yeah. the fuck. It's been symbolized.
You're not any different. Any more or less or better or worse than you were a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, we have bigger problems than your personal petty bullshit.
It's a group effort, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Fox says, I'm not part of that, but the deficit caused by healthcare is the issue. And, well, what it all starts at the top. Like, you need research and development to make these cures and these operations, and that shit costs money. Then you got to make the machine to do this, and that costs money, and the doctors to operate costs money. Like, everyone needs to get paid on down the line. It's just ridiculous amounts of money.
Where does it start? It starts with the CEOs of United
right.
Health, that where one in every $700 that their customers pay go to his CEO salary. He's made $750 million last year.
So,
$750 million could almost pay for our health care.
I know. One dude, right? One
right,
dude.
One
it's
dude.
A little it's
and
a little
one
lopsided.
Dude, and there's probably at least 10 of them in this country. And
nope.
We can't tax them.
No.
Don't tax them. My God, it's tyranny if you tax
okay,
the guy
so,
who makes $10 million.
Yeah, that's sad. We solved this quite a few times, right? So
right.
You start out legalizing weed.
Let's
you tax that
again,
a little bit.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think you guys haven't gotten it yet because I'm still reading in the news that we're having problems. So I'm going to go through this one more time.
One more time.
For the slower ones that may be playing at home.
Let's do it.
Legalize weed. Tax right. that. There's a whole bunch of money.
Whole bunch of money.
You can just go ahead and have that. It's fine. So then you take the churches and God and you tax that. There's probably even a little more than what the weed tax got you right there. Where are we at now? That's the nation's deficit and we're on the positive side? So far,
yeah,
so good?
We're not negative money
okay.
lands anymore.
You take all the sports players and you quit paying them billions of fucking dollars and
right.
you take all their salaries and let's just half it. Just right now, take half of that education system.
They don't need all that.
Well, is that enough money to take care of the whole education system?
Probably.
And probably feed all the kids?
Yeah.
Okay, so far we're up? Are we cool? Does that sound okay?
We're kind of taking the long way around, but yeah.
Okay,
I'll show you the shortcut here.
Okay,
after
that, I think we're pretty good. And then as far as all the homeless and shit, you take them and maybe clean them up a little bit. The ones that don't want to get cleaned up, whatever, kill them, that's fine. Feed them to maybe the people in jail. Take half the people in jail and just kill them. And then we won't have to. The other half are in jail because of weed, and that's legal, so they can come back out. So there goes our jail system. So far, so good. And I think from there, once you guys do that, then we'll figure out what to do next. So what's the quick way to that?
The
please.
Quick way is everything you just said, except you changed the marginal tax rate on the top 1% from 35% back to 38%.
Right.
And that's where our money comes from.
I wasn't even aware of that. Thank you. Let's even this out a little fucking
In fact,
bit.
You could even you could go back pre-Reagan to those tax brackets.
Right.
And it probably wouldn't be that much higher than 38%. And you're paying for everything and then some. And you're taxing professional football players who make $100,000. Okay. Social Security, they complain about it not having the money up for it all
right.
the time, right? Well, if you don't have to pay into Social Security anything that you make over $100,000, right? You
right.
don't, doesn't go into, you don't pay Social Security on that.
What? None at all?
None at all. Only from zero, only from what, like, I think zero to 100,000.
99.
Yeah, is what comes out for
where
Social Security. After 100,000, they don't take out Social Security
Where
money
did that number that. Come from? Like, what's significant? Why
I
that
guess
number?
If you make over 100,000, you're a rich person. Those are
and
the
you're
people
cool?
we need to... Well, that's the idea, is if you make that much, you provide jobs, so we should give you a tax cut so you can
oh, okay.
collect more so you can provide more
Because you're totally not just wasting all that
well,
money on hookers.
We're talking about individuals, not businesses. We're talking about individuals
right.
that make...
My
you
mistake.
Know, so... If you were to, say, raise the cap, a professional football player will make that $100,000 in the first four snaps of his season.
At least.
In the first four snaps of his season, even the lowest paid professional football player will make $100,000 if they're, you know, even whether they're playing or not. right?
Right.
So, but we can't tax that anything above that. After that, they're not paying into Social Security anymore. After they make that $100,000.
So they're not helping. They're not helping everybody
anymore.
Else.
No more. That's all. Only up to that $100,000. So if I make $102,000 a year,
I pay
Social Security up to $100,000 on that $2,000.
What about the other taxes? Is that it? That can't be all of it. You're paying in. You're paying something else.
Oh, you're. You used to pay a higher marginal tax rate. You used to pay the 38% higher marginal tax rate.
I'm just saying,
Now, since, you know, when Bush cut all their taxes, that was, what, trillions of dollars? What, 2.3-point-something trillion dollars just in tax cuts
for the richest
1% of people in this country?
Yeah.
Why we're in a war that we're still in, by the way.
Are we still there?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but we still have two wars going on. It's just, it's amazing.
Huh, I was under the impression that was, taken care of, a year ago.
No, I mean, it's on its way to being taken care of, but, I mean, it's still there. We're still paying for it. It's still costing us $1 trillion a month.
Really?
$1 trillion a month, and people are complaining about $1 trillion over 10 years.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Wow. And you were probably just randomly born into that.
I mean, they would rather protect Paris Hilton's money.
Of course, because that's good money.
Then give poor people health care.
Have you seen Paris Hilton's money?
It's
very nothing but I mean, right?
That's true. Okay. That's true. I'm 3% on a marginal tax rate. I don't know if it's worth quite that much, but it is
Paris Hilton, my friend.
I mean, yeah. Maybe if we could just exclude her.
Yeah,
and here's the other thing: the estate tax, which the Republicans labeled the death tax, right? It's the death tax. They even offered to exclude up to $500 million. That's basically on whatever you have. If you die and you pass it down to your kids,
right?
They don't want the kids to have to pay taxes on any of that.
Well, of course not, because you're dead.
Because they say, oh, well, why should somebody work hard for their whole life and just to leave it to their kids and their kids have to pay taxes? Which I generally agree with. If I'm making $30,000 my whole life and I save up enough to buy a house, why should I leave my kids $10,000 when I die?
Right.
Why should they have to pay taxes on that?
And
we said we'll give you an exemption. We'll give you an exemption on that. We'll give you an exemption up to, what's a good family farm size of? You know, $100 million? No, that's un-American. $500 million? No, we can't. We have a full-on
rabble
death tax that we, you know, that you can't. It doesn't matter how much. It doesn't matter if Bill Gates wants to give all of his money to his brat kid and he doesn't have to work another day in his life.
He
should never
brat.
Have to pay taxes on that.
Have you met his kid?
No.
Total douche.
I would imagine, though. But how could you not be with that much money?
And that's fucked up. And so, because of all that, we are where we're at now, having to make these decisions that
we've given all the money back to people who have lost it all now. They've lost it all in the stock market now. It's all gone.
Gambling for the rich man.
Basically,
but on top of that, we've printed out an awful lot more money, right? We've made more money.
Yep,
we've made a lot of money. So did you hear about this, that Obama went to some school and was having some talks there, and now they're talking about whether or not they should, you know, release these as an Obama speech or whatever. Yeah. School districts across the nation are deciding whether to air President Barack Obama's back-to-school speech Tuesday after what was billed as a motivational talk sparked the latest political protest against the White House.
Right, because whatever he does is socialism.
Is that what it is, basically? No matter what he says, they're communist!
Yeah,
put
exactly.
Hitler
All he's doing is telling
on.
Kids to stay in school and have a plan and take responsibility for doing good in school and all the things that I would laugh at and say not and forget about 10 minutes later. You know? He's indoctrinating our kids with socialist liberal propaganda.
He's over there putting needles in their arms.
Hey, I got news for you. Reagan did it too, and he was talking supply side economics to children. So if you're not, you know, where were all these people when Reagan was doing it in the 80s or Bush did it?
Those guys were white. I don't know if you're aware of this. I don't know if you saw the news conference, but they're white dudes.
I just read about it, so I didn't see that they were white.
Right. You know. I mean, words are all black, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Exactly. especially today.
Right. Mr. Obama plans to encourage children to achieve their educational goals, just he did, right?
My God.
In a televised speech from a Virginia high school at noon Tuesday, Lesson suggestions to accompany the speech. At first, encourage students to write letters to themselves about ways in which they could, quote, help the president.
I did that when I was a freshman. We wrote a freshman in high school, we wrote these letters, and then when we were seniors, we got them about what we wanted to accomplish and what we wanted to do. And when we were seniors, we got them and we read them, and it didn't matter. It was stupid.
All the notes said legalize weed.
Yeah, exactly.
Love you. The materials were quickly revised to encourage students to write letters to themselves about how they can achieve their short-term and long-term education
goals. As if they needed to be revised.
What's the...
Exactly. It's like one guy... Okay, this is the problem. Is in our mainstream media today, everything is a 50-50 argument, right?
Right.
So even if one person says it, now all of a sudden half the people believe it because the mainstream media says so. You turn on any of them, they have one person for healthcare, one person against it, right?
Right.
Whereas
make it fair,
right? Right. Whereas these people that are going to these town halls and screaming and saying it's socialism and blah 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 blah, they represent, look, 20% of the people describe themselves as Republican in this country.
Sure.
So they're not even, they don't even represent a majority of the Republican Party, who don't even represent 20% of this country.
Right.
But they're given the same equal time, as though it's not as though they don't have valid points or they can't make valid points, but why should they be given, why are they in charge of the argument?
Who chose them? Well, they're the one,
chosen against.
Right.
They got chosen against in the last election. People said, we've had enough of this. They voted for something else. And now that they're getting it, these people are saying, they're stealing our country. No, we elected this for our country.
Yeah.
This is where we wanted to go.
And then they're like, no, this isn't what we want. Yeah. This isn't what we were
and
promised.
And it's not the majority of the people. If you ask people, a majority of them would much rather have a single-payer system, because it's easier. People
right.
can understand it. You go to the doctor, the bill goes, the taxes come. You may have to pay higher taxes, but what are those taxes that you're going to have to be paying compared with the health care that you're paying for now? How much between what you pay every month and your employer pays every month with your employer?
That's
pays
a
much
lot of money.
That comes out of your wages.
I didn't realize how much, like my boss was talking to me about the other day. I didn't realize how much like businesses have
exactly.
to.
Exactly. How much money would businesses be making? And how much more would they be able to pay employees? Maybe we would have a middle class in this country if we had a single-payer health. Now, we're not going to get that. That's what's so infuriating about it, is we've already given up single-payer, right? We've already compromised on that. We've already said, fine, we won't get, but we want a public option. We want to have some kind of mechanism that we can, that people, if they want to, can buy into, that can negotiate with the insurance companies to get lower rates. Like, what the reason Canada only spends, what, $3,600 per person, you know, on healthcare, whereas we spend like $6,800 per person.
It's a crapshoot too. Like, if you don't get sick, then you're lucky. But if you do, it's then you're
screwed. You could be, if you're lucky enough for your insurance to pay out. If even if you have insurance and you get sick, you know, every 30 seconds in this country, somebody goes bankrupt because of medical expenses. 18,000 people died last year because they couldn't get to a doctor because they couldn't afford it.
That is a crazy statistic, dude.
You like that?
That is crazy. That's
every 30 seconds. Think about that. Every 30 seconds, somebody is going bankrupt because they have a medical bill they can't pay.
So you could say every Jam Hole episode about a couple hundred people have just lost all their shit and probably killed themselves.
Exactly.
And you know what? Dead people,
right,
they
now,
don't pay taxes.
Their neck in their fucking closets.
That's with all the other skeletons of dead hookers and drug problems. That's so. Are these people so pissed about it because they don't want their kids having anything to do with communism?
Because they're pissed about it because certain people have told them to be pissed about it.
What they go with.
Yes, there are people that are paying a lot of money to other people to have them go out and tell people to be angry about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When we were at that rally, I heard a lot of people that were like, I've never heard this guy that's talking now, but I listen to G. Gordon Liddy, or I listen to Rush Limbaugh, and And it's kind of like what they're saying, so it must be right. So anybody that comes with an opinion that's like someone that these people have heard, all over it.
Why you would listen to somebody like G. Gordon Liddy, for Christ's sake. Of all the people you would listen to, I mean, this guy is what?
That was the one on top of my head because my stepdad listens to it. He also has the Drill Alaska sticker and the Bush sticker on his truck still, so, you know, what can you do? But
yeah,
that sucks.
That's tough, right?
That
there.
Definitely sucks, you know. The reaction against the speech has caused most schools to make viewing of the speech optional, like praying. You can either pray or listen to some comments.
But if you pray, you better not look like a Muslim while you're doing it.
Red Fox says, ask him if they can't run cash for clunkers properly, how can they run health care? That's the typical Republican argument. They fucked
what do you
up.
Mean they can't?
Well, didn't they underestimate how...
Sure, I think that would be a testament to how successful it was.
Right, and there just wasn't enough money for
right.
it.
Right, I mean, it wasn't going to go on forever, and it wasn't going to do... And you're talking about a huge thing that took place over, you know, a couple of weeks. That's a pretty... I'd say the fact that there was less problems than there were, you know, at least the way they made it is it was easy for customers. I know several people that went in and got new cars.
That was popular up here because a lot of people up here drove gas guzzlers, and that was kind of what they were looking for.
Exactly.
So they just got to destroy all these, you know, probably
right.
good running cars, but they consume a lot of fuel.
Yeah,
and
the idea
that's
that
going
the government
green.
Can't run anything well is propagated by people that don't like government and don't think it can run anything, don't want it to run anything well. You get people in the government that don't like government, that don't want government to do anything, and get them into positions and agencies, and they gut them, and they don't do anything. And then they say, see, look, government can't work. Well, that's because you have numbnuts up there, like Brownie running FEMA.
Right.
You know? It's the same shit. You have people that don't like those departments, that don't like those programs. You put them in charge of them and want them to basically destroy it so you can say, see, look, the government can't do anything. When if you put smart people in there that know what they're doing,
maybe
that doesn't
work.
Mean there won't be problems. That doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. That doesn't mean that there won't be things that we have to get rid of.
Right.
It just means that at least somebody's trying to do something, as opposed to what, taking the money and giving it to private contracts to Blackwater and
that's,
you know,
a lot of money there.
And these are cost plus contracts. These people are tons and tons and tons of money.
MDS says only 20% of clunker money has been paid out. Are they getting
bullshit.
Ripped off?
It's paperwork bullshit.
Hey,
that's typical.
Front me some weed, and I'll pay you next week.
If you pay me next week.
Crush your car that...
Yeah, but the people got the car, so if anybody's right. going to be screwed, it's going to be...
The
dealership. It's going to be the dealership.
Right.
You know? But, you got to see how that goes. In the end, it may not be perfect, but I know a lot of people that got good cars and got, you know, good money for their cars that, you know, they probably wouldn't have got elsewhere. And now they're driving more fuel-efficient cars.
Right.
Which, I mean, look at...
And they're new cars, so they're not going to break down as much compared to, you know, whatever they might have traded in. Right. People drive some shitty fucking cars
up here,
too.
I don't care how bad the program, how inefficient, or... I mean, it's not like... At least it wasn't a program where one person at the top of the pile got, you know, got $1.5 billion to run it, and they gave out $1.5 billion.
Right, yeah.
You know? It's $3 billion that, you know, went to people, and they used it.
And now they're all driving around somewhat more, definitely more fuel efficient than what they have.
Yes, they have.
Not, you know, the greatest. It's not. We're not to the technology that we can make shit all electric yet, but the hybrids...
We're getting there.
Yeah, it's definitely better than what we have, for sure. But yeah. I think the motivation's not there to really invest the money and the time and, you know, get some good R&D done
now.
On this shit.
It's there now. I mean, they're...
Do you think? Are we to that point where we can
they're,
get rid
they're
of...
They're scared to death that the foreign automakers are going to beat them to the all... I mean, look at the Volts coming out with, you know, and they try to say, oh, it gets like 230 miles to the gallon or whatever.
Right,
it's kind of bullshit, but not really. I mean, if you don't drive that far, if you drive, you know...
Like for around here, because you're not just making these cars. It's a whole infrastructure that's going to have to be created around driving these vehicles from place to place.
Well,
you have to have a place to plug them in and shit, you know?
Not
Not really. As far as like what
unless
I've been,
it's short. If you had one here, it would be cool because right. you're driving, you know, to town.
With
and
everything
then,
that I've read, that it, even if we all switch to electric cars tomorrow, it wouldn't affect the power grid that much. People, it just wouldn't. We have the capacity to be able to deliver that power because most of the time when people are going to be charging are off-peak hours anyways.
So then we're good until, like, a gamma ray blast from interstellar space hits us and totally overloads all of our power grids.
Well,
everywhere.
That's why we should have, you know, Israel.
And then
Israel,
we're fucked.
Every house has a solar panel on it that just for the water heater. They run their water heaters.
Right, but I don't know if you know this or not, but Israel is a fucking desert. That's right. It. It's sand, and it's hot sun in the daytime, and it's cold at night, and it's
and
a
crazy,
fucking
crazy
shithole sand-filled desert.
Right.
And there's crazy people live right. there. Have you ever been there?
No.
Me neither, but no. I've seen pictures, and there's some crazy motherfuckers that live there. Do you know they run around and blow stuff up there just on
a
whim? Just,
yeah, it's like a sport over there. It's like
right.
the national pastime is to
right.
blow each other up.
It's like yeah. that movie Gamer coming out, but they're like just blowing shit up
yeah.
like randomly. You don't yeah. know. You could be sitting at a cafe drinking coffee and all of a sudden, boom, you're dead.
Yep.
You don't
yep.
know.
You don't know.
You don't know. Shit can happen just like that. So apparently these, to get back to the story here, the superintendent of the school and all the people that had kids there, and the kids don't know, right? It's middle school. The kids have, they just know what their parents tell them. It's like there's no real true Christian child. There's only a child of Christian parents, and the kid will, you know, believe what the parents tell him to. So they don't know what they just heard. They know the president was there
yeah,
talking to them.
They knew it was one older person telling them to work hard.
Right.
You know, do good in school.
And then the teachers.
Just say no.
Then the teachers layer being like, well, don't actually work hard and, you know, write a letter to the White House. Work hard for yourself.
Right. Yeah. Be a selfish fuck. Because
right.
that's what we need more of in this country. Selfish fucks.
No shit. Quote, I think we've reached a little bit of the silly season when the president of the United States can't tell kids in school to study hard and stay in school.
Yeah.
It'd be a little more helpful, I think, if the kids in those schools had textbooks that were, you know, maybe just
But I
a
thought we
little...
didn't leave any child behind.
Well, we won't, but those are adhered to the standards of, like, say, a 1986 science textbook, perhaps.
But that's okay. It's science. We don't need science in schools. We need
Right.
Bibles.
We just need to learn how to pray
right.
and pray, like, really good and
right.
really hard. Right.
Right.
That makes perfect sense.
I'm glad we got
sense.
That cleared up.
That makes perfect
well,
sense.
Well, in Texas, they're doing that. They actually put a board together of mostly conservatives that want to strike out of any of the history books, you know, references to you know, guys like Martin Luther King, and put in guys that, you know, like Nixon, and you talk about conservative leaders and stuff like that, and the Bible and stuff like that. They don't want to talk about, you know, people that actually did anything. They just want to talk about people that say things.
Right. It's history taught from their perspective,
right.
not like what really happened.
Right.
Guitar Hero Dave says, if we got all these clunkers off the road, how come there are still so many shitty cars on the road?
Because
it's a good point.
It's the Saturn commercial where that guy says, well, I see all these pundits on TV talking about we don't make cars that Americans want to buy. It's not that we make cars that all these people make cars that Americans don't want to buy. It's that all these people make cars that Americans can't afford to buy.
Right.
You can't afford the brand new cars that come out are $40,000. I can't afford a $40,000. That's more than I make in a year.
Is it because, Shit. Though, the technology that went into it costs a lot of money and on down the line? Like, with the medical research and shit, all that shit costs a lot of fucking money. Like, millions
of dollars.
It costs
a lot of money
so,
if the people are top are getting multi-million
right.
dollar. I mean, and that's only the CEOs. If you go down a couple of levels
it's
to
not,
executive vice president of jerking off, he's getting fucking
that's
$1 million
position to be in.
Right, but is it worth $12 million a year and $20 million in bonuses? No, that's why you pay for a $40,000 car.
I would be vice president of jerking off for probably like $1,000 a week. I'd
yeah,
be happy.
If, yeah, $1,000. Shit, I'd quit my job right now and
to
do,
be
and
vice president
job, so
of jerking
that's saying
off.
Something.
That's awesome. Red Fox says, I agree with you, and they aren't going to make it a politicized, sorry, it's hard to read from over here, a politicized speech, and if it does, it gives a chance for conservative parents to say why they disagree with Obama and have their kids see both sides. It can make it a bonding moment for kids and parents. So you could just be like, let's smoke some weed, let's
right.
bond,
right.
Obama.
It's fucking the one kid in one room getting high and the parents in the other room getting high, all Obama's saying is get together and smoke some weed together.
I saw that commercial.
Yeah. Actually, that was, what was the movie?
Oh, it was a movie, wasn't it? What was it? Oh, that's going to bug
Chappelle.
Me.
Chappelle.
Was it Half-Baked?
Half-Baked, yeah. It was Half-Baked, remember?
Thank you, it was. It absolutely was.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, moving on from that, what do you think? I heard lately that a lot of businesses are starting to do this, starting to have mandatory urine testing and everything. I think Teletech's doing it now, isn't it? I heard. Yeah. Yes, I'm getting the nod. Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about that? You know, the Big Mountain, our ski resort now, what's it called now?
Whitefish Butthole Resort.
Whitefish Butthole Resort. You can quote him on that.
It's the Big Mountain, bitches.
It is the Big Mountain. It's always been the Big Mountain.
It always will be.
Yep. I've seen those stickers. It's always the Big Mountain to me.
That's right.
But what was I talking about? Oh, right. They tried to do that. They tried to make mandatory urine testing.
Matt.
Right.
Pardon?
I know you didn't smoke before the show, but smoking during the show still makes you kind of retarded.
It's hard to read. I need a bigger
Every
monitor.
Every time, it's like...
TheJamHole.com/donate. I need a bigger monitor. Hook it up.
You need glasses, that's all.
No, I can see fine. Shut up.
Or to not just get high
so,
the show.
So, anyway, they were going to try and do
that.
That's
not an option.
But, no, that's not an option. As long as I can help it. But too many people were like, yeah, I probably will not have this job if that happens. So they didn't. But... Are these businesses getting like some kind of incentive to do that, or like why are they why do they care?
Unless they're getting money to pay for the testing, it's just a loss for them. They're losing probably good employees for no reason, while they're keeping shitty employees because they can't fire them because they got to find people to hire first.
Right. And these are the ones getting like DUIs and showing up to work drunk and shit and shooting dope
right?
in the
they
bathroom.
They can pass a drug test.
Right, right. Or yeah, those guys can't.
Yeah.
But the guys drinking, they can.
Yeah,
for sure.
You can come to work with a bottle of whiskey in your pocket. Nobody's gonna say anything. But if you smoked weed 3 days ago, my God, you shouldn't be allowed out of your house.
Fuck yeah, dude! I heard you rape and kill people.
Exactly. That's all you do.
I know. That's it.
That and melt into
my
your
schedule
couch.
Consists of fucking
call your ex girlfriend
27
times. That... Let people ride on you. I love that commercial. All those things I've seen happen to people when they drink.
I've never seen
somebody hot just high do that.
Yeah, I've seen drunk people pass out and then other people come and draw big dicks on their face.
I've done that to people.
I've done
when I'm drinking and partying, but not when I'm sitting around getting stoned with people.
No.
That never happens. Ever.
That's so amazing.
I passed out from being high.
Yeah?
Well, no,
yeah.
You can pass out.
I might have very well drawn a dick on your face.
You might have.
In another life. You don't know.
Could have happened.
So, and I have absolutely, without a doubt, 100% for sure, have passed up jobs on that fact. If I was like, my mom's like, hey, you should go check out this place. It'd be good. And it's a good job. But I'm like, do they drug test? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, nah, I'll find something else.
Even if it was a good enough job for me to stop smoking for long enough to pass the test.
Right.
I'm not going to do it because I don't, it's bullshit. I'm a good enough employee and a good enough worker
while I'm there
exactly
while I'm high fuck yeah dude
if I can come in
work.
And do the job every day, what do you give a damn? What you go home and have a couple drinks, I go home and smoke a bowl. What's the difference?
They just that because their only argument is because it's illegal. That's
and
it.
If it was legal, what would the difference be? They would still be
it wouldn't be against the law then. But like you said, like what do they give a shit? They're not going to get arrested if I'm at home.
Teletech, for Christ's sakes, you're on a phone.
Yeah, exactly.
You're answering a phone, and by the way, not helping anybody. Your job is to purposely not help people. it's not like you have to. You know, be aware of what you're doing. As long as you can get them off the phone in 2.5 minutes.
I was going to ask, is it still like that? Because when it was stream and internet tech support, it was like, who cares what you're doing? Just get them. The call times have to be low.
Yeah, but at least there, they were paying for a service that you know, when you were DSL, they're paying for a service. You know, if you wanted to get them off the phone as fast as you can, but there were sometimes you had to actually fix problems because they're paying for a service.
It's not like, I have all these fees all of a sudden?
Exactly, which nobody cares about except that person. And so they're like, just get them off the phone as quick as you can. This person's been on hold for 25 minutes, and the average call time is 2.5 minutes.
They don't give a fuck.
There's a disconnect there. I'm not holding for 25 minutes to talk to somebody for 2.5 minutes. I don't care if we have to talk about this shit.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation.
Well, let's be honest. It's
25
like,
minutes of my life.
5 of those minutes is spent at least talking to an automated assistant.
Right.
At least.
And okay, I was jerking off for 10 of the minutes.
At least. Also, yeah. I think I took a dump, smoked a cigarette. But, and those things can be very frustrating. Yes, please.
Cam.
What?
Your cam.
What about it?
It's totally down. Everyone.
Well, I appreciate you doing that and bringing that to my attention.
Everyone in the chat is screaming.
Let me hop into the internet and fix that real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
You want to let
everybody
down?
I'm going to jump through my screen right now.
Go do that.
I saw it on a show. All you have to do is spill beer on the keyboard. I promise.
I'm waiting.
I'm sorry. I have no control over that. Hey.
Well, it didn't look like you noticed. That's
call.
All. And everyone was all sad. Hey, they were screaming.
Call Ustream.
In all capital letters and shit.
I'm sorry for that. So anyway, that sucks. And I've totally passed up jobs for that. And people lose a lot of good employees over just peeing in a fucking cup. And that's
yeah, but I don't
stupid.
Think very many people would consider you a good employee.
Well, not me per se. I'm no, saying like other
people. Other
people
that are
right,
good.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pretty good employee. And I passed up jobs.
That's
you know.
Right.
It depends on who my employer is, but you know.
So what do you think about cops like forcibly making you have to pee in a cup? Forcibly, like gun to your head.
Pee on his motherfucking face. Fuck the cops forcing you to fucking pee in a cup. I'd be like,
nah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That's
I'd be
awesome.
Like, you shoot me in the fucking head and then go explain that to people.
Well, in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Did I say India?
You said India.
I meant
like,
Indiana.
Oh, well. If
okay.
it's Indiana, then.
Totally different. An Indiana man has filed a lawsuit claiming that police forcibly withdrew urine from his body during a drunken driving arrest. How do you forcibly withdraw urine from somebody else's body? I don't understand.
You made
that.
Him piss himself? I don't.
That's what I know, right? Like, I was like,
you're
how
gonna
the
stand here till you pissed yourself, and then we're gonna go test your pants.
The cops have this device that just pumps water in your mouth, and you have to just drink it.
You
or
gotta
you
just
drown.
Take it.
It's
right
like
in the
waterboarding.
Red Fox says catheter, but you can't forcibly take it out through a catheter anyway.
No, dude, the dick hole is so small, and I'm squirming, dude. I'm moving all
yeah,
over
but no,
the fucking.
Even if they get that catheter in there, you have to like. Make yourself go to make it come out the catheter. It just doesn't
well, I
suck
think,
pee out your dick hole.
No, I think initially once something is shoved in your dick hole, you just pee.
If somebody shoves something in my dick hole, I'm pissing. I don't give a I'm shitting. I'm puking. It's
everything.
Coming out. I'm bleeding out my eyes
at
and
the
shit.
Same time, dude. At the same fucking time. According to the suit, police pulled over Jamie Lockhart, who's 53, on suspicion of drunk driving because, you know, he was probably doing this.
Well, why
swerving.
Do you gotta piss test him then?
Right.
What's the,
you
what,
saw
what, your breathalyzer was broke, or you just wanted to see him stick his dick
well,
in
I just wanted to see it. A breathalyzer test showed Lockhart was under the legal limit, but Officer Brian Miller doubted the findings. He didn't believe it.
You know,
I want the pee.
I'm going to say that the next time I get pulled over for a DUI, they say, oh, you're over the legalizer. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Bullshit. Shit. Bullshit. What do we do now?
Crap.
And you just sit there and then stare at him. Like,
yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't trust your test.
We'll see how far that gets you.
Yeah. Police said they obtained a warrant to obtain a blood and urine sample. They said Lockhart refused to provide either voluntarily, saying he could not urinate and declining to drink fluids to help him pee.
If he's like, under the legal limit, that should be the end of it.
They're like,
that's
drink
the
this.
End of it right there.
He,
you
I
haven't done anything
it.
Illegal.
The
you haven't done anything
it.
Illegal if you're under the if you're under the legal limit, you haven't broken any law. They shouldn't be able to force you to do anything.
They had reason to believe he was drunk. Reasonable cause.
They
right?
had reason to believe he wasn't because since he was under the legal limit.
Is that how it works? Do you have to prove or do they have to prove? You have to prove that you weren't, or
they
do they
no,
have
they,
to prove?
I would. I believe in a criminal case, the responsibility falls on them to prove it beyond
that
a reasonable
that you were.
Doubt. Yeah,
right. You. It's right. Like yeah. Okay. So
if
maybe,
it was a
and
civil
that's,
case, that's different. But
and that's why they wanted the urine to prove it. Kitty.
That's a bad kitty.
Sorry.
Leave the cat alone.
She was like right there, just running laps. So they got the warrant. He didn't want any of the fluids. Lockhart's attorney says client was shackled to a gurney and had a catheter. You are absolutely right. Had a catheter inserted against his will, like pressing right against his will into the dick hole. Oh, again, I've never had. Have you ever had a catheter?
No, makes me want to forcibly pee right now.
Oh, I know. I just peed a little bit right now. Test it. There's weed in it, sucka, and probably some sparks. That sucks, though, dude. Could you imagine that? Like, they tied your ass down to a fucking gurney.
Now,
in America,
if
America,
if a court decides that that was a little unreasonable after he had been, you know, had been proven to be under the legal limit through a breathalyzer, wouldn't that be considered sexual assault? If I just did that to somebody,
that's my dick.
Yeah,
I don't run around slapping catheters on fools. Red Fox says, you said they had a warrant for the pee, though, right? They did. They got a warrant on
this what?
Suspicion basically.
Of what? He was already under the legal limit.
That's,
when he blew and was under the legal limit.
And that's their test.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that's
like,
their test,
you
not
didn't
his.
Pull it out and be like, let me
he
show you.
He wasn't like, oh, look, I got my own breathalyzer.
Right.
Here.
That's your shit.
Yeah.
But you didn't believe it.
Right.
And you're a cop. And
so
you
somehow
can...
you get a warrant because you didn't believe the guy. You didn't believe your own test.
Right,
right.
Because the judge is fucking your wife and you just have that kind of pull there. You know, that's well, just so, how it goes yeah. sometimes.
Somebody's got to. The judge is fucking the.
Somebody's got to. I mean,
the deputy,
let's be honest.
Whoever, who's the dude that. The
stenographer?
Yeah, probably.
That'd be an awful job. My keyboard doesn't have all the keys on it. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Fuck. Lockhart's attorney said it has to be executed reasonably. No one would say this is reasonable behavior. I don't believe this is very reasonable.
For cops, it's not actually that unbelievable.
That's par for the course, right?
Yeah, right.
It's reprehensible that anyone could think that this is appropriate. The test showed that Lockhart's blood alcohol level did not exceed Indiana's legal limit. Did not exceed the legal limit.
Right.
Blood test. However.
oh, there's more. Now he's passed the test.
This
but
wasn't,
like, no.
This wasn't just an alcohol test, right? This
right.
was like everything. Full talk screen panel. Everything. CSI style. he was. Oh, man. He had. His urine tested positive for 6 drugs. That sucks, dude. You were off scot-free on the alcohol, but you had ecstasy in your system and fucking 5 other drugs that they don't say
what they
are.
But they shouldn't even be able to allow that in court. That should
be
dismissible
that's poisonous,
because it was forced.
It's poisonous fruits. They got it illegally to begin with. It's an illegal search.
Even though they had a warrant?
Well, the warrant should have never been. I would think if you
right,
challenged it, the warrant.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it because they had a warrant and they have the evidence because there was a warrant. But if a judge looks at that and says, you should have never gotten the warrant in the first place, then all that gets thrown out. Anything you get from an illegal search, none of it can be used.
That's right, at all.
Right.
That's how OJ got off. He used the OJ defense.
That and white women.
Shit. So, you, Danny, have been wanting me to do this story for a while.
I've been dying
now.
To you hear this story.
I should just let you fucking do this story. Do you have it there?
No,
okay,
I don't.
Well, anyway.
So you're going to have to do it for me.
In San Antonio, I don't know if you guys know this or not, in a world
it's
where
so
God...
It's so beautiful!
In a world where God reigns supreme and controls, you know, a lot of stuff, this woman had a 3.5-week-old son.
A child.
Also...
Baby.
Also had a knife and 2 swords.
I don't know why.
Hey, where did you get those swords? Those are pretty
eBay.
Awesome. Is that the Beastmaster sword? What the fuck?
Yep.
Why do you have swords?
Maybe you're a Highlander.
And maybe. Huh? There could only be one, though,
exactly.
And I don't think it's
her. I knew dudes
her.
That were freaks about swords and stuff, and they collected all that stupid shit. So.
Right, but not mothers of 3.5-week-old babies. Maybe they're boyfriends. Maybe.
I don't know.
But anyway, so she used the knife and the 2 swords to dismember her 3.5-week-old child and eat parts of his body, including, but not limited to, the brain, before stabbing. I don't know what's funny about that.
No, Red Fox says, Labrina Brown was studying fencing.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. She, that's amazing. Like, you just gave birth to this, and you're like,
and you're like,
let's eat.
You know what? I'm hungry.
At least she didn't get an abortion, though.
What?
That is true. Because, hey.
You know, at least she waited till she had the kid to kill it.
That's against God.
That's okay.
Right.
If you kill it before, that's, no, that's bad.
Horrible.
But
that is horrible. If you kill it before, and, like, maybe some of the stem cells in it could help people, like, that's awful. Fuck that, dude. Fuck helping people. I'm not
socialism.
That I know. Communist. Put the Hitler stash on him. Fuck.
Volspire one says, why pay when you could do it yourself?
That's true, I guess. But why wreck your vagina? Like, I would want it.
I would still go get an abortion.
Yeah, I mean, 3.5 weeks old. That's, but yeah, I wouldn't
that's
want
why
them.
They have
what?
Power tools.
Right.
Right? I right. mean, you don't have to pay for it. Who said anything about having to pay for it?
$20 Walmart shop vac.
MDS is not a lot of meat on a 3.5 week old. That's true, but
no.
That's why she ate the brain. That's the biggest part.
Right, and then she got its courage.
Right, like
intelligence
to begin with.
You got the intelligence of a 3.5 week old. Yay!
It's like an episode of The Simpsons where he bought the lobster and was going to feed it and get it bigger, but she did it too soon.
Right.
I mean, wait till the kid gets 5 or 6 and then do it. I mean, that's meat for at
least
a week.
Get some experience.
You can have
a
couple more kids and use it to feed them to get them bigger and then do the, you know?
Yeah, like, you jumped the gun, like, definitely.
Right.
And you're only 33 years old. Like,
I
you
know,
had time to
like,
wait.
You could have, like, 10, 18 more kids.
Does it have a statement from her?
Well,
or?
Now she's being charged with capital murder and the death of her infant son. She was recovering
from... 3.5 weeks ago, it wouldn't have been fucking murder, would it?
That's right. Well, 3.5 weeks plus what?
Like 3 months, 4 months.
At least three. At least, let's say 6 months, and even six. Then,
oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Then that would have been A-okay, but you waited too long.
Yep.
Where the fuck was I? She was recovering from her wounds at a hospital and was being held on $1 million bail. You think that's fair?
Recovering from her wounds?
Why should she have bail at all if she's...
She got
she
crazy
beat
with
up
the...
by a 3.5-year-old?
Well,
3 week and a half?
It kicked
whatever.
The sword out of her hand, grabbed it, and then... You don't know, dude.
What?
3.5 week old. They watched.
Is that
a lot
her defense
of...
that the kid actually killed itself?
Absolutely. Oh man.
See, my baby was like crawling near my katana.
My katana blade.
It fell and locked the baby's head off.
That's how it happened.
I didn't
it looked like a suicide
it.
To me.
Yeah. Why do you have defensive wounds here and here?
I tried to save my baby.
I had another katana and it failed.
All right. On me.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said the early Sunday morning attack occurred a week after the child's father moved out. She couldn't handle it by herself.
She's
that's
like,
tough.
Motherfuck. Why'd she eat the brain? That's I just want to know
that's,
why she
well,
ate the brain.
When you're hungry, you're hungry. That's
I gotta
just,
know.
That's how, that's all
I want is. Like a statement from her saying, I just went crazy. And ate that brain.
I
want
to know when Walmart is going to start selling cheaper brain, though.
I know.
Right.
Have you seen the price of brain?
That's what I'm
cannot
saying.
Get good brains for like
I mean,
less than a
the
fee.
Chinese are going to hit 1 billion people, and that's where Walmart gets all their shit. So
why aren't they making it?
Right.
The fuck? Would you be pissed if the brain on the bottom of it was like made in China? Like, I don't want this. Penis so small. That's not what I want. Not at all, man. McMath says, it's too heinous for me to describe it any further. I guess they were asking him, like, describe the scene. And he was like, she ate the child's brain and some other body parts. She also tore his face off, chewed off 3 of his toes, and, to top it all off,
and
decapitated the infant before stabbing
Yay!
Herself. That's what happened. Why did you... Why
she's
did you
kill herself? She's like, I'm done. Fuck it.
But
I wonder
you have,
if she cooked it.
You have a katana.
She
no,
cook it?
I'm thinking like full on Night of the Living Dead 3 brains just raw out of the skull.
Dude, what's that movie? Well, there's this one movie I can always remember. It's this old lady. And it's a grandma, and like the little girl's running back into the house while it's on fire, right? Because she's like, we gotta go save grandma, and they're like, no, don't. And they go in there to rescue her, right? And there's grandma. And the little girl's in her lap, and she's got, like, a fucking fork just digging out of the little girl's brain. Just, like, eating little girl brains. It was so awesome.
What
was
that
like,
from?
Ah, I don't know. I know that scene is always stuck in my head, though. It's kind of sadistic, but, dude, that movie was so awesome. I just remember the little girl, like, Grandma, let's go save Grandma, go save Grandma. And, like, you see Grandma with like kid's like head cut open and her just like eating brains out of the fucking skull, and the kid's still alive.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
So the only quote from her really is they came into her house. It was like 5 a.m. Sunday morning, right?
Right.
She's sitting on the couch screaming that she killed her baby. They
was
found
she surprised?
The boys. Right. like why,
I can't believe it.
Why did you stab yourself then? Like, that's what I'd be
Wait,
screaming.
Wait, did you say
like,
the kid's name was Odie?
Fuck, this hurts.
Did you say the kid's name is O.T. or something?
No, her name is Audie, O-T-T-Y,
yeah, Sandy,
Sanchez.
Sandy says, who the hell names a kid Audie? No wonder she was filled with rage.
Yeah, Audie, 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 Audie. Yeah. I don't know. That'd be weird, though.
Volspire says she was emo.
Police said Sanchez said the devil told her to kill her son. Now, we've figured this out many times, but with you,
is
I would
this like
to
True
pose,
Blood?
I would like to pose the question, if legitimately in a reality God does exist, then the devil has to exist.
Right.
So it's not too crazy to think that if the devil told you to do this, then okay. There's no control over that, right?
Right.
So why is she in jail then?
Because she ate a baby's brain.
But the devil
yes,
told her to.
It was the eating that was the problem,
the devil,
not the kid.
Oh, the devil's
the
like,
devil
hey.
The devil didn't say eat it.
I told her to kill him. I did not. You are not blaming that on me.
But she's trying to kill herself, too. She's like, I'm going to try and write it. So
yeah, he's like, okay,
I'm
going to
stab myself.
I did tell her to stab herself. Yeah. But the eating part, that's just, she was nuts. Yeah. That was totally great. No one answered the door Monday at the home where the blinds were shut. A hopscotch pattern and red hearts were drawn on the walk leading up to the house. I would go there and, like, draw a little chalk outline of, like, a little kid just to be mean. I don't know. Do that.
Like little
That's
hairs,
horrible.
Like a little arm and, like, a little
yeah, without
like
the head.
Yeah, like a
okay, that was horrible. That was
an infant outline, just no head.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh. Oh, that'd be so great.
Oh man. So, did you guys?
Does it say what ethnicity that she? This
well, woman her
is?
Last name was Sanchez. I'm just gonna
oh, okay.
Go
okay.
ahead and leave it at that. But
all right.
You guys know Woody Harrelson, right?
I personally.
This
know.
Might be that might have been one of Elizabeth's relatives.
Really?
Yeah, it could
from,
be. From, I don't know, Mexico?
San Antonio?
Oh. No, I just, last time with
That's
Labrina
fun.
Brown's story, it was so great. And I'm like, wait, what's her ethnicity? And you're like, yep, her name's Labrina Sanchez. Brown. I'm like, oh, Labrina Brown! Is that it?
That was a
so
good
great.
Story. Yes, Liz, please.
Leave it to Ian to give Mexicans a bad name.
I know. I was, you know, half of me was offended, but the other half was like, yeah, he's lazy, and that's awesome. So anyway, I don't know if I probably told this story a long time ago, but we were at a Hempfest one year helping out with a booth for the, I think it was like the cannabis, oh, thank you, the cannabis
the
club,
cannabis,
or,
yeah.
cannabis consumers club or something like that, and their whole thing was like equal rights for pot smoking citizens, like we're not second class citizens, we do a lot of awesome shit even though we smoke weed, like who gives a shit. So we were there and they invite us to the High Times party at this hotel, so we go to this thing and like we open the door and the first thing I noticed was the volcano. The fucking vaporizer with the bags, the thing Josh has from Big Mouth.
Yeah.
I noticed wow. that, and then I looked over at the couch, and Woody Harrelson was sitting there smoking a bag out of it. I was like, whoa, that's a volcano. That's Woody Harrelson smoking a volcano bag. That's awesome. But anyway, I guess after that, and he's been, you know, he's a known weed smoker
yeah.
and shit. Now he's coming out, and he's like, I am not the marijuana man. Like, I'm not the guy that's going to quit calling me
yeah.
and asking me to come to your fucking your things and shit.
I have enough free weed. I don't need any more.
That's right. I'm
yeah.
cool on the weed.
Yeah.
Cocaine now. If you give me some cocaine,
yeah.
we'll talk. But so far,
that's in Bolivia.
Right. In
right.
La Paz.
La Paz.
As
right.
far as we know. It is a
Somewhere.
Traveling cocaine bar, though.
A traveling cocaine
right.
bar.
Right. actor Woody Harrelson can't understand why the media makes such a fuss about his love of marijuana because, quote, we're all drug addicts. Hey, we're all drug addicts.
Most.
My name's Matt, and I'm a drug addict. Drug of choice? Any kind of opiate or weed. Dana,
My name's
please.
Danny. I'm a drug addict. My drug of choice, cocaine.
I'm a drug addict. My drug of choice is marijuana.
All right. My turn. Let's get another one.
I'm a drug addict, too, and my drug of choice is, oh, I don't know, caffeine.
Caffeine?
That's a good one. And sex! That one's mine.
Woo!
Hey, wait a minute. That's not fair.
But before the opiates, because if you try it after the opiates, like, you will never come is the most frustrating thing in the world. So frustrating. Do it after the sex or, like, just save it.
Every time you've ever been on those, you're like, I just want to have sex. And
I know.
I don't even understand. You're like, it's so hard to get it hard, and then I can't even do anything with it.
That's why it's called the devil's drug, man. You cannot come on that.
You want to fuck so bad, but your dick's like a limp noodle. It's like,
it sucks. It
doesn't work.
Sometimes it does, but it takes some work. It takes some getting going.
I think you've only came like once.
Right.
When we've done that.
But it was good.
And it was like,
in fact, every time he jerks off, he thinks about that.
Right? That's the one that you always
be looking at porn.
Everyone's
got
one.
But he's thinking about that.
Absolutely. Fuck, dude, I paused the porn like 10 minutes ago. I'm just like, fuck. The stars become the Hollywood poster boy for all things hemp and high. And he even lit up a joint for a recent Playboy magazine interview at his home in Hawaii. He lives in Hawaii. Did you know that?
Nah, I didn't know that.
Is there any chance he's the devil and he told that lady to eat a baby's
brain? Maybe.
I mean,
he does smoke pot.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Wow, that just blew my mind a little bit.
Maybe that's why he told the media to stop calling.
Yeah.
You know, quit calling me. I'm busy telling people to kill and eat their babies.
Baby's brains and then stab themselves and shit.
All from a remote island that's not even really a state.
So, do you think Playboy brought, like, a fake joint and was like, okay, so we're going to take a few pictures here, if you don't mind. Look like you're smoking weed. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? I got my own. This is Hawaii.
Yeah.
I have a card. It's fine. He just can't understand why marijuana hasn't been legalized and why everyone thinks he's high all the time.
Because he is.
I mean, let's be honest, dude. You're probably high all the time. And that's cool. Like, so
are
we.
I would be if I was him.
Fuck yeah, dude. White men can't jump.
Dude, that was my favorite movie.
Natural
I mean, you know me. I'm basketball.
Killers? So. Are you kidding me? I would be high.
That shit was good, too.
That was pretty good. I would be high all the time.
But I've probably seen White Men Can't Jump about a million times. I watched it when I...
Yep. Quote, folks may have a drink. People may want to pop a pill before going to a party. That's not for me. Cocaine freaks me out.
Oh.
Cocaine freaks him out, dude.
What a faggot.
I like the mellow vibe. Hey, this is Woody Harrelson you're talking about?
Sorry, dude.
Hey, don't ever
Pot
say that again.
Freaks me out. I can't even... Not no more.
That's weird, see? Pot freaks you out, but cocaine is fine, right?
Yeah, cocaine.
You're a fucking weirdo. I like the mellow vibe of herb. It's uninhibiting effect. For me, it's a better drug than any of the others. And since we're all drug addicts, I don't think it's a bad choice. This is a pretty good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Whether your drug is sugar, coffee, sex, exercise, or my favorite one, religion.
Everybody has
something. I was 2 years on attention deficit disorder drug, Ritalin. Some of you may be familiar with it, with its cocaine-like properties. Mm.
I've never had any of those.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like cocaine at all. But
I was like,
It gets you going. Like, it gives you a little rush if you do
like,
it
is
right.
that like an alternative? Can I get some
As long as you don't have ADD or its hyperactive cousin, ADHD.
Well, I don't have any of that shit.
Did you ever have that?
No.
No?
No.
Me neither.
My brother did. It was annoying.
I've never even had cocaine.
Really?
What?
I mean, I've had it, like, physically in my presence and, like, you know. But
passed it around, I guess?
But I've never tried it? Never tried it.
Oh, man.
Never tried it. Never had. In fact, when I was in the third grade, I told somebody, the only drugs I'll do is weed. Acid.
What grade?
And
sorry?
In third grade. I was like, I'll try weed and I'll probably like it. I was right there.
That's awesome.
I'm sure I'll try acid. I'll probably do it a few times. And I'm sure I'll like mushrooms. I'll probably do that a few times. But I
I probably won't do anything else. Like, it was weird. Like, I remember telling this to one of my friends at the time, and 20 years later, I've never had any desire to do anything. I mean, I don't even drink that much anymore. Once in a while, I might have a couple of beers or something.
That was one thing I never got into.
In high school, I smoked a lot of pot. You know, I drank a lot, and then I got up here, and I got...
Whoa, hold on. We're not talking about high school, dude. We're talking about third grade. See, when I was in third grade, I was memorizing...
Take it to the next level.
Yeah, dude. When I was in third grade, I was memorizing Bible verses and fucking going to church and shit.
Well, like, all I've really done is...
That was my drug of choice.
All I've really done is, like, smoke a bunch of pot, drink a lot, pills, did a lot of pills, got addicted to some pills.
In third grade?
Yeah.
My parents never sent me to church.
And then I did a shit ton of cocaine and could not get off of it for a long time. So.
In third grade?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking... Shut up.
No, this was like last year, actually.
Okay, so moving on. You, Daddy, you were summoned to go be a juror and participate in our fantastic justice system.
I haven't been arrested about that yet, so...
Did you not go and take care of that?
Fuck no, dude, that was all last month.
What if you got a pot case? What if you were on there and somebody, like, it was a...
Somebody
just
busted
jail? And you could get them a hung jury and get them off on, you know, you could have
I
the
don't believe in
really-
this judicial fucking shit.
That's
here,
what
so
they tell. Someone wrote
system.
Someone wrote in and told her to say something about what's it called? I forget what it's called.
He was like, "Stop fucking bothering me." And like, oh, it was
well,
so
no,
amazing.
When you don't believe in America's justice system or something, they had a name for it. And he's like, "Just start talking about that a bunch and they just won't pick you or something."
I just
something.
Don't but even contact
You just
him.
Didn't go in and talk to anyone or anything.
Nope.
Fantastic.
No,
so you probably have a warrant out for your arrest.
I really don't care.
You might get arrested on September 25th.
Right.
During the live
well,
show.
It went to my other address, so I'm just going to be like, never got it.
They'll go up
Sorry.
There.
I changed all the important shit.
Oh, I was? Yeah. Jury? Oh.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I didn't think... Because, see, like, in Florida, they do it by if you register to vote, not by your driver's license.
Right.
Which is fucking bullshit.
They probably used to do it like that here, but...
The selective. No, I guess they don't.
No one was registered to vote, so they're like, right. Well, fuck, we need to do it a different way. Yeah. Well, anyway, if you would have went to court and been a juror, you may have saved someone's life for one, right? Over, you know, something silly like
I really don't
selling
care.
Weed or something. Or you may have seen something like this, and this is pretty amazing to me. Stop me if you've heard this before. But,
stop. I've heard, but...
apparently this guy was at his criminal trial, and he has a colostomy bag, right?
Ew.
Like, just hanging out.
That's poop.
This is what I was talking about earlier, that you're like, what was it? What was it?
That's poop.
He took his colostomy bag and squeezed the contents of it all over the table in front of him, right? All over
what?
The table.
He smears the colostomy.
Have you ever experienced a colostomy bag?
Yes.
Well, you look like you have, Elizabeth.
I was a janitor at fucking Heritage Place, so
okay.
Retirement center.
So you know what this is like, right?
Yes.
Okay, so check this out. Stop me if you heard this before.
What?
He squeezed it all over the table and on the floor, and then...
What?
He ate what? It.
Yes!
He fucking ate it.
He's getting let off on insanity.
Woo!
He's getting let off
that
on
That guy
insanity.
Needs to hook up with the lady that ate her kid's brain.
That absolutely...
They could have some seriously good
He's
babies.
Like, hey, you gonna put a little daddy's chocolate on there?
Oh, they just have a big vat and just dip the babies in there. And
that's so disgusting.
Like a dilly bar.
Would you warm it up first or serve it cold? Probably best
warm
serve
it.
Cold.
No,
really?
I'd warm it up.
I guess you
no,
don't want
I'd,
it all
I'd
clumpy.
Think you'd freeze it like a dilly bar. You dip it and then you freeze it.
Like a poopsicle.
That's
awesome. That's
so gross.
That is pretty gross.
You can get him a Dairy Queen.
Quote, there was what appeared to be feces on the table and on the floor, the assistant county prosecutor said. Could you imagine, like, his dinner conversation after that happened? Like, how was your day, honey? Well.
I smeared some poo.
Some
maybe
guy's
it was
court.
A, maybe the night before was a good dinner.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
That's what was being
there
sprayed.
Was
I'm talking
corn,
about
fresh corn in it.
I'm talking about the attorney that was like, he just looks over and is like,
What the fuck?
Is that your colostomy bag?
Yes,
that's
on my table.
I'm still pooping right now. It's still dripping out the sack.
His wife is like, why does your briefcase smell like poo?
Because there's poop in it, honey.
It's disgusting. Oh, okay. The guy was prosecuting this 66...
Wait. MDS please? Says, I recycle my own colostomy bag.
Is that better or worse than your
the
own semen?
Right. I recycle my own semen. That was the greatest awful. Clip we've ever played on this show.
4chan is horrible for having people like that a part of it. And I don't appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
So this guy was on trial, a 66-year-old black guy, neither here nor there. For robbery and kidnapping, the trial without a jury before Common Pleas Court Judge Ethna Cooper began last week, but continued today. A witness had just taken the stand in the case Wednesday when Norm Aubin, Orr's attorney, said that Orr leaned into him and asked, hey, have you had anything to eat?
No.
Like, have you guys Maybe. Eaten yet?
I don't know why.
Are you guys hungry?
I might be.
Check this out. I brought... So-
You brought lunch?
I brought snack packs for everyone.
Sweet.
Who wants them? Snack packs for everyone. I brought yeah. enough for the whole court. Come on. Come in closer.
Ew.
Wait, that's not pudding?
That's so weird. Like, hey.
It's like chocolate tapioca pudding.
That's gross.
Is that corn?
I'm glad no one heard that. That's so gross. A shocked Aubin said, no, he had not. He didn't. Orr then said that he was hungry and asked for food, and his attorney ignored him. That is when Orr made a spectacle of taking his colostomy bag worn on the outside of his body to collect his waste. If you didn't know
yeah,
what a colostomy
you didn't know what
bag
is,
right,
yeah.
FYI.
They get to it at the end of the article.
And placed it on the table. He then squeezed it and then ate it. Like a tube of toothpaste, right? That's what I'm
Now, is
imagining.
He on trial for something?
For robbery and...
Oh, he totally got off in insanity.
Kidnapping.
Yeah, that's
way.
What I was going to say, too.
And kidnapping.
He got off on insanity, right there. That's
How
all
can
you got
to kidnap
do.
Somebody if you have a colostomy bag?
Right?
Do you think, though, that that's why he did it? Or is he just totally nuts?
Oh, no, dude. He totally did that to get off on insanity.
I think he's just totally nuts.
Yeah, you're... You're I would not do
you
that no matter
out.
What I was going on, no matter what I was on trial for. I would not do that
because
just to get an insanity defense.
I know better.
Yeah.
Right.
See,
I would just,
if you
want to
get off
it.
On something like for insanity, if you want to get off doing that, you have to do something that's
okay,
really going to
well,
convince the court you're nuts.
Check this out. So the sheriff's deputy in the room yelled at him. He's like, what are you doing?
Stop
and then handcuffed him and rushed him out of the courtroom. The sheriff's office later reported that there was feces on his lips, beard, hands, and the defense table where he was sitting, and probably his attorney's briefcase and shoes, probably. The judge suggested the courtroom had become a biohazard area and closed it for cleaning, continuing the trial until next week. His attorney admitted he almost vomited while watching what was going on here. Quote, he's a con man. He's had over 50 aliases and has convictions in Ohio and New York, of course,
right.
for thefts and robberies. He's done just about everything a person can do to avoid justice. He's feigned mental incompetence leading up to this trial. So he's already been faking
already
that.
Gone down
he's
that
like,
road.
I'm nuts. Look what I can do.
Yeah.
So it's just totally playing up to his previous admittance of being crazy, probably just to get out of this. He's got 50 aliases, dude. I only have, like, 3, and that's with the internet. I mean, this isn't, like, printed documents or anything. That's fucked up. The guy was ordered to trial after court mental health workers deemed him mentally sound and a total faker, total bullshitter.
He wasn't really eating his shit.
That's right. Yeah. It wasn't actually shit. It was a melted Hershey bar.
Well, it was
Nestle
before
cart.
He ate it.
Right. Well, I'm completely convinced this whole goal here is to cause as much mayhem as he can. Just doing whatever. What is the worst thing you could think of doing right now with that you have a colostomy bag to work with? Like, that's
eat
it.
Eat it.
Pretty
Drop
much.
It. Eat it.
Minus, like.
I could dip a baby in it and then eat it to pray.
Or that. Minus.
That might be better.
Squirting it on everyone else. But
yeah.
That would probably
I
come
probably
with.
You know what? You know what? Being coming off crazy, I just take that colostomy bag, poke a couple holes in it, and just grab it and squeeze it out in the
Right,
audience.
But at that point, that's assault. And then you have even more added on. So I think he did it to himself.
But being I don't understand, like, if this guy, if he had pleaded insanity before, so he pleaded insanity before and have done things to get, so they, he just got off scot. He didn't have to get any mental evaluation. They couldn't say, oh, well, it's pretty clear you're insane. Yeah, so here, you just go back on
right,
the streets.
Right, but
shouldn't he have been sent to, you know, if he says he's crazy, fine. Go to an asylum.
Right, there you,
know,
you go.
Otherwise,
you're
you go
there.
To prison. One of the two.
It's the same thing, just, you know, it's kind of different because you're locked up in your own room yeah. rather than with a bunch of people. But, yeah, because he did it to himself, they're not going to charge him with anything else. And I bet he knew that. He's like, if yeah. I fuck with other people,
yeah.
then I'll have more charges. But
he should have just smeared it all over the floor and, like, got in it and, like, rolled around it. Shit, took his shirt off.
No,
like,
I think eating it is worse than just having it on you, I think.
Now, did he eat it, or did he eat it and then throw it up? Because he I don't ate, know if I would be able to eat it and then throw
it
up.
Thrown it up and right? then ate it again.
Exactly, if you really want to go crazy.
Yes. Like, stirred it up.
That's
into
disgusting.
Like, throw up into the poo,
okay.
stir
Thank
it up,
you.
Eat it again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's
right.
Disgusting.
Mm-mm, good.
That's so gross.
Oh, man. I can't see that.
The guy was being tried for robbery and kidnapping charges after officials said he had a partner tried to get in money in a ruse for a woman buying food at some Chinese restaurant. When the woman wasn't fooled or is accused of pulling a gun on her, with her three children in the car outside and taking her to a bank where she was forced to withdraw. How much would you do this for? All that.
$1,700.
$1,000.
I was going to say, at the max, most people's limits on ATMs are $1,700.
Really? Mine's like $300. What the fuck?
Really?
Wow. That's crazy. He faces more than 60 years in prison on all those charges. Wow. For $1,000?
For $1,000.
That's
who did you owe $1,000 to that would do something
that,
worse to you than that?
That's a good point. I was going to say he just didn't practice very good risk management skills for $1,000.
Nacho Camacho said $20.
Well,
a pack of Skittles.
That's
a pack of Skittles. Wow. All
right. And the last thing I want to talk about before we get out of here, I'm actually
looking. Do you have any voicemails?
No.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Do you want me to call in more? Or
what?
I don't know. Do you want to hear about Georgia trailer park killings or
Guitar Hero Dave said 1,000? Maybe he should eat shit. Wow. That was great.
Okay, so either that, whatever it was I just said, I forgot. But or this ghetto in Antioch that is full of pedophiles. Like, they all flock to this place in Frisco.
Or what?
You choose. Frisco pedophiles.
How old are these pedophiles?
I don't know.
I mean, are they just
like,
kids themselves? So they're all kind of pedophiling
like,
each other?
Late 40s, early 50s, I'd say, probably.
Do they have kids themselves so they can...
Possibly.
They're, like, you know, they all live in this area, and you pedophile my kids, and I'll pedophile your kids.
They
and-
might.
We won't, and none of us suppress charges. That way we can have our own little, you know, it'd be like a polygamous
a pedo
cult.
Ring.
Okay, well, okay, let's
and
talk about that.
And or what other story?
It's what?
What other story did you have?
I forget. So we'll just talk about this one. This is about how Jessica's Law turned this place, Antioch, into a pedophile ghetto. Have you ever been there, Antioch?
No.
I've never been there.
No.
They've called it scruffy, cheap, and unloved. They've sneered at the wire mesh fences and unmowed lawns and the rusting trucks in almost every driveway. This is the beginning of District 9. I've
it
seen this
It
kind of
looks
before.
Like driving to my parents' house.
Or that, right?
Rusty trucks, unmowed lawns, some barbed wire fence. Got it.
Cars
it's
up
all
on blocks.
There.
It's fine.
Right.
Have and you like, guys seen that yet? Did you see District 9?
No.
Good movie. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was all right. The more I think about it, the more I think I didn't like it.
I want to see the next one. That's all.
Did you know? I didn't know this. Did you know that when that was released, I don't think they had signed anything or made anything for...
Any plans for
another one? Like, that was it. And then someone was like, hey, we'll give you this much money to make another one. And
probably
they're
because
like,
the person who made it's like, watch.
But, like, it never...
Beg.
Did it never occur to him to... That
no,
was,
it probably occurred to him. He's just like, watch, I'll make him fucking beg. They're going to have to come to me and be like...
Oh,
you
know? So
yeah,
if you never planned
to do it, then you can demand more money to do it. Look, I wasn't going to do it, and
right.
now you're asking
Even
me
though
I wasn't going to do
it. I totally left yeah. it ending, like, totally wide yeah. open and didn't explain
And I have
fucking
this other
shit.
Script here in my back pocket.
That's already written yeah. and proofread and...
Oh, you'll give me twice as much? Here you go.
That's awesome. So, a staggering 122 registered sex offenders live in this place. 120. Whoa. Is that a lot, like, for an area? Because
yeah.
I've been online. That's more than what we have here, right?
Yeah.
The only place more is the Vatican.
That That's a low blow, but that's... Oh.
Sorry, Catholics.
That's awesome. Were you raised Catholic at all? Because no. I was always raised Lutheran.
My parents didn't go to church. They sent me to Sunday school a little bit, and I went to church a little bit with, like, friends, and I found it to be
was it
very
Lutheran
annoying.
Or
it was, you know that one, that you know where the central school is in Whitefish?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one right across the street from that little church that's right there.
Oh, okay.
It was just
because
a lot of my
is.
Friends went to Sunday school there. It was right close in town and stuff like
I
that.
Hated
oh,
Sunday
I hated
school.
I hated it, and I hated it. The only time I would ever hang out is when I was going to my friends to hang out and play. Afterwards, I'd go to church with them.
Right.
And it was terrible until I finally just got fed up with my parents. Like, no, you never have to go to that again. You know, we thought you wanted to.
Really?
So we were
yeah,
like, go ahead.
I
if
thought
you
were
to.
Making me.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
We should talk more. Got some weed?
Yeah.
This city in California, I guess Northern California, was suddenly found itself at the center of an international media storm. More than 100 of them, 102,
right.
to be precise, mm-hmm. Live in the compact zip code area containing the suburb that J.C. Lee's alleged kidnapper, Philip Craig Garrido, called home. Who is that guy? Philip Craig Garrido.
Not a clue.
Oh, that's
who's
that guy
J.C.
who was just
Lee?
In the news. No, that girl that was just in the news that
okay.
that got abducted and they found her. She's got like two kids by the guy that abducted her. That's where that's
okay.
Who talking
so he's
about.
From this place where there's like 121 other people just chilling that all apparently. Happen to be sex offenders. Two convicted rapists reside on Vine Lane, the street next to Walnut Avenue, where J.C. Lee's imprisonment and sexual abuse went unnoticed for almost two decades. Is this the one where the dude had, like, a yard, but he had, like, this maze?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard this on other shows and news and stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, wow. Why is it that this place in particular, like, draws so many... You think, like, once a certain amount get there, then more will start coming?
No, what it is.
Because they're like, whoa, you guys have already reserved us, like, a bunch of fucking land here. This is the new perv hangout.
No, they've been forced there because they're not allowed in any other neighborhoods.
I was thinking of it like a big badass gang of fucking pedos, and they're like, this is where we're going to live.
On mopeds and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Or with vans, you know.
So you're saying,
vans,
yeah, they were forced there, like District
not
9 kind of.
Actually okay. forced there, but it's the result of, in Florida they have these problems too, where they have these like almost homeless camps of pedophiles because all the neighborhood associations are allowed up to set up their laws not to let certain people
right.
buy or move into areas.
We have a lot of those up here, I've noticed. Like little, you know, depending on the region, like Swan Valley River Association homeowners
yep.
thing. And like, they all have their little laws within, you know,
yeah.
everyone's common
And they're
sense.
All stupid, like your house can't be painted this color,
yeah,
you can't have
yeah,
this kind of roof. It's like, what the
They all and, have to look exactly
right.
the same.
And then they go out and complain that Obama is a socialist.
Right. And you have to show up to those meetings and have signs and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you're kicked out.
Right.
Oh, that makes total
right.
sense. So yeah, they're just, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. There's a whole bunch of stuff and I'm fucking stoned. So I'm sure you've heard about it on news and whatnot. And yeah, a bunch of them live there. So that's pretty awesome. You could probably expect more of this to happen unless you change your ways. So you got anything else you want to mention or say mm-hmm. to all these people before we get the fuck
nope.
out of here?
Nope.
I obviously.
Totally done.
Was not talking to you.
Motherfucker.
Okay. Ian?
No, thank
you. It's
been
you. A pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Hey,
this has been fun. This
thank
has been
you.
Cool.
Whenever you want to come and
it's actually kind of nice.
Shit.
Like for like the first like hour of the show, I kind of just chilled,
dude.
Like, straight.
What's
stone
awesome
cold
about
chilling.
This is that you get to just talk. You don't have to do all the typing and all that shit.
Yeah, I don't have to.
Of like,
I'm not
writing
doing shit. I'll bring my laptop next time. That way I can at least look like I'm doing other
Well, you can watch what's going on, too. Yeah. Like in the chat and stuff. You can see what all everybody's talking crap about you.
I don't want to watch this show.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
I don't even want to watch this show. I'm on this show.
I'm on it.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck yeah. I only listen to the ones I'm on.
Bolsfar says, oh, that's mean.
Oh, shit. MDS says you should go kill yourself. Thanks, bye. MDS, do you not agree with his theories?
Oh, dude, he was so mad at him earlier.
Was he? I didn't see
anything. Oh, yeah,
dude,
he was mad at him.
Red Fox says
he's like, I am so done with this guy. Fuck this guy.
Okay, well, you guys can talk it out. Both come to the live show and we'll have a healthcare debate.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, MDS, call in. He's like, no, I'll just go apeshit. It's cool.
It's fine. Because I'm curious. If you want to do it now, we'll stay for a minute.
No, he's probably drunk. You remember how I was in New York?
Fuck you! <yeah.
laughs> That fucker wasn't in the end. I don't know why.
Well, we'll do it another time. Thank you guys for coming over, hanging out. It's been great. Thank you, everybody else, for listening. And thejamhole.com, that's where all our stuff's at. Email info at thejamhole.com. StupidLlama.net, do you write on there anymore at all?
No, but I could start if I... No.
If you really wanted to.
If
this guy wanted to get a hold of you, he could just email you at StupidLlama.net to argue. Okay, do that, or, you know... Just write me and I'll pass along the message.
Not that I'm going to read your stupid fucking emails.
Right, probably not. But
I got a job.
You won't get a bounce back saying, you know, it did not send.
No,
like, it'll
go there.
I'll click
check
the box
it,
and
I won't
hit delete.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be back on Monday, correct?
Monday, yes. Okay.
Even though it's Labor Day.
Yeah, we've never taken day off from the show, no matter what.
Just checking.
So we've done it on holidays. We've done it when things have died and stuff, animals.
I wish we could do it.
Grandmothers and whatnot. And yeah, so we'll do it Monday. Okay.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.